Tell me something interesting. Put your hand and stem away from the front of my face.
The cafeteria had these Cheez It things that were shaped like this is
Seriously?
no, this is gonna be more interesting than you think. That were shaped like the things.
Cheez-Its?
Yeah, like Cheez-It
like
things.
The crackers? Like
they're kinda like Cheez-Its, but they're kinda gross. They're kinda weird tasting.
Yeah.
They were shaped like hearts and triangles and like hearts, triangles, spades and
Diamonds.
Clubs.
Clubs.
Not triangles.
Nice.
Diamonds. But a thing in Homestuck is like the four quadrants of like relationships, I guess, like friendships and stuff. Like the heart is mate sprite, and that's like a romantic relationship. And the diamond is Morale, and that's like really, really close friendship, like best friends. And the spade is Kismetis, which is like we're friends, but I hate you. Like that kind of friendship. And then the spade is
I thought Kismet was the spade.
Oh, not spade, club.
Oh, okay.
Is Auspistis. And it has three people in it, and like these two people like fight and stuff, and this person comes in the middle and like make sure that there's peace, and when this person's there, then they all get along.
And where? What is that from?
Homestuck.
What's Homestuck?
Like an internet comic.
Oh yeah.
Okay. With the trolls.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So Sable had them, and I was like, oh. And then the vet and Riley were like, oh!
I don't know what that means.
It was like, I don't want them, they're gross. So we were just, like, looking at them and being like, oh, here, I will give you the diamond, because you're my Morale. And just, like, giving them to people that that went with the quadrants. It's fun.
Very interesting.
And I gave a Morale one to Alana, and she threw it. And I was like, what the heck? And she's like, sorry, did I just throw, like, a symbol of our friendship? And I was like, yeah. And she went over, she's like, oh, sorry. And she went over to it, she just steps on it. I was like, come on.
Sounds like she needed a spade.
I did give her a spade, too. I gave her several spades. That's what we are.
She's a frenemy?
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't have any frenemies.
I don't even know what a frenemy is.
Me neither. I don't know what classifies as a frenemy. But Kismetis is like, we're best friends. It's like Morale, but you guys just hate each other.
Maybe like business partners that can't stand each other. They're forced into a relationship where they have to get along, but...
Not really forced, because it's like Morale, like the best friend one. But mutual hatred. But they're
friends.
Like
the ugly girl that's friends with a really gorgeous supermodel. Because totally. They grew up in the same neighborhood. And they've been friends ever since they were, you know, in diapers. Their moms were best friends. But the ugly girl really can't stand the really pretty girl.
And they do the makeover thing.
Because she's all judgy.
Where all she does is, like, take off her glasses and put her hair down.
That's right. Shake
her
hair.
Yeah, and then suddenly
she's gorgeous.
The most beautiful girl in the school.
Yeah. That's right. That's all it takes for guys.
Take off glasses and put your hair down.
That's right. We don't...
I think it's the confidence.
We don't dig no chicks with buns and glasses.
Apparently not. Maybe it's the confidence boost that she gets
That's
from
exactly
taking
it.
Her hair down.
That's exactly it. Okay. Night time. So this is gonna fall. It's like Precarious.
It's a trap. Oh, none of it fell anyways. When I came in here earlier with my dinner, the door closed before I made my way to the lamp because I turned on my fan too. So it was pitch black and I was holding my food and I was like, where is everything? So I was just standing right here and I was just like,
trying to figure out
where's my lamp?
Huh. Dangerous. Treacherous road.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I know my room pretty well though. I know where all the stuff on the floor is. Yeah. I know how to walk so that I won't trip on anything.
Well, you're a better person than I. Because even with the light on, I'm worried about tripping, sticking to something.
I know how to walk in my room.
Mm-hmm. All right, say a prayer.
Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. That I don't have a good day at work. But really, get a word of that. Please, let's have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. I love you. Oh, get some good rest.